Where are you on climate change? Are you less worried about it now than a couple of years ago? Some of the polls seem to show this, but the scientists tell us it hasn't gone away, it's still going on, and despite the government putting the emissions trading scheme on the back burner, we're going to have to do something. Michael Renner says to fight climate change, we need another stimulus package, a green stimulus package. Michael is with the research-based NGO, the World Watch Institute, and in Sydney this week, he's with me in the studio. Welcome to Life Matters.
Thanks very much for having me.
Let's start with your organisation. Are you a lobby group for the environment or what?
We are not a lobby group at all, actually. We basically do research, we write up policy papers, we try to engage both with policymakers and with the general public. And as a matter of fact, we try to explain things as much as possible for really the ordinary person. So we're not trying to appeal to a specialist audience or certainly not to do any lobbying.
Right. You have looked at which jobs and industries will need to change if we're to move to a low carbon, and I suppose ultimately a no carbon economy. What are your findings?
Well, in the first place, we find that we already have a growing and fairly rapidly growing number of jobs in a number of alternative fields. So, you know, first of all, the so-called renewables energy industry, which includes wind and solar, of course, but to some extent as well, biogas, biofuels, but also to some extent in transportation and in buildings. And with regard to buildings, of course, both retrofitting existing ones, buildings and apartments, but also putting up new buildings that are, you know, deserve the name green building, at least to some extent.
Mm.
So, you know, we find from looking at the experiences of a number of countries around the world that there is indeed growing business in this field, and there's growing employment.
I suppose it's easy to imagine that the green jobs of the future are going to be working with solar or something like that. But in fact, surely most of them are going to be the jobs we already have. So people like plumbers and electricians and builders and architects, just doing things in a different way.
I think that's quite right, actually. There is a bit of a notion out there that, you know, green jobs is just, you know, these sort of new types of jobs, you
yes.
know, solar installers or people who build wind turbines and so on.
But getting algae to create diesel, that sort of thing.
Right.
There will be a bit of that, but most of it not.
There's certainly some of that, and I think it's quite important. Clearly, we need a different type of energy industry than we have, by and large, now. But I think your point is well taken in the sense that ultimately almost any job can be a green job. And I think what it depends on is really using different technologies, using cleaner energy, adapting, adjusting workplace practices very often is, I think, what it takes.
Wouldn't there be a risk in terms of a transition to more green jobs that that there will be, I suppose, losers in this scenario? And I'm wondering if the perception that there will be losers will constrain governments, even if they want to act.
I think that's a very valid concern, and I think it would be mistaken to say no, there won't be any losers. You know, there will be nobody who might have to fear for his or her job or might lose his or her job. And I think it is equally important to create or help creating new greener jobs or greening existing jobs as it is to say, well, look, let's help out those individuals, families, and communities who are likely to have some need for transition, some need for adjustment, you know, building, learning new skills. And I think that's equally important. It's not as, you know, it's not as exciting or as sexy, I guess, as putting up new wind turbines and so on, but it's equally important.
We've had some bad experiences recently of green jobs in Australia. An insulation scheme employing thousands of people has been terminated because of, four people died and there were other safety problems. And also something else, green home assessments, a scheme which was set up to assess whether you could get a green loan. That's been abandoned as well, leaving a lot of people without a job, having trained for it. These have given green jobs a bit of a bad name. This has to be done well, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It has to be done really well. And I think there's a real need, I think, to make sure that you know, there are good standards, there's good, you know, there's transparency, that people understand what's going on. And I think also to make sure that these kinds of things are not seen as schemes that might enrich some people and really burden the public at large. Because I think there is a danger that these perceptions will, you know, will spread around. And I think particularly I'm not familiar with the details of how things played out here in Australia. But, you know, if indeed there is this picture that emerges of, you know, this is not something that we should be keen on or proud of, then I think we're in real trouble.
These both of those examples came really, that it was government money and they were killing or attempting to kill two birds with one stone. One was to get money quickly into the economy with the global financial crisis, and the other one was to create, to move towards a greener employment sector. Wouldn't we do better if we just let the market drive green jobs and green technology rather than having governments interfere and get it wrong?
Well, I would think it's not really so much an either-or kind of question. I think we need both. And we need government to provide incentives, but also provide standards and mandates for private business to, you know, to come in and do the kinds of things we want them to do. So there is sort of an overall function, I think, for public policy. But clearly, if it were just to remain on the level of just, you know, governmental programs, I think it would have to be considered a failure. It needs to be both.
Michael Renner is a senior researcher at the World Watch Institute in Washington, D.C. He's speaking at Sydney University tonight at 6 on the new Green Deal, on the Green New Deal, and you can find details of his lecture on the Life Matters website. Just time to tell you, tomorrow on Life Matters, it's our talk back, and it's all about changing careers in midlife. Have you done it? Have you thought about it? How do you actually do it? We love to hear from you if you've had a career change or if you're thinking about it. Have a think about it now and give me a ring after the news tomorrow. It's 10 o'clock.